Blog Talk Radio.
There's just a list of things to do. Words on a page we wrote to you. But now you're gone and only these words remain. Life is short, but the list.
Hi everyone, this is Colleen with Daytime After Dog. Welcome to our Daytime After Dog, still in quarantine. I'm probably going to be in quarantine until next year. I don't know. I just feel like mandates staying at home orders are necessary. And also the wearing a mask is necessary. And you can also get them online. And some are fashionable. Okay, tonight's guest is Renee Lawless. She's been on the Have and Have Nots. She is this a talented actress. I'm so excited that she's back with us again. So I am going to put her on the air.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, how are you? I'm here.
Well, okay. I live in Seattle, and I've been in this lockdown thing since February 28th. So it's kind of driving me crazy a little now.
I've been locked down since March 14th, so it was only 2 weeks later, so I totally get it. So, yeah.
I mean, some days I forget what day is. I mean, yeah, like yesterday I fell asleep after I did an interview and I was just tired and I just put the TV on and it was like 4 in the afternoon. I woke up at 6, but I didn't know if it was 6 in the morning except 2 or just 2 hours. It was like the freaky experience. So people...
Actually, since we, what I call semi-reopened, my summer has gotten a little busier. I've been kind of going back and forth to my home in Florida and some things. So I was in Florida a few weeks ago. I'm going to be there the last half of the summer. And then I have some things that have been put off that I have to address elsewhere. I'm actually going to visit my best friend over the weekend. Her birthday is the 4th of July, so I'm going to visit her. I'm just driving. I'm not flying. I'm driving, and she's already had the virus, so she's tested, so I'm tested. You know, everybody's all got children are happy. But anyway, but for the most part, I actually feel like for the very first time, not every day, but most days, I can wake up and know what day it is. I think for like 3 months, the very first question I asked myself when I woke up was, what day is it, and what time is it? That was the first two things that came to mind.
Yes, and so Tyler Perry, who's your boss, who's like one of the most generous guys in Hollywood, I just think that. So for the Have and Have Nots, there was a rumor, Renee, that Tyler Perry, maybe it wasn't for the Have and Have Nots, and maybe I read the article wrong. But you guys are going to start filming, but you guys are going to be in some kind of lockdown?
It's not us. It's, you know, the wonderful thing about the Have and Have Nots, we're kind of ahead of the game. We're going, you know, we'll be back on the air in the fall. We've already shot what's going to air in January. So we're kind of ahead of the game. So we're like the bottom of the list. But he's got his BET, he has his BET shows that he has to get in the can quickly because they were in the middle of production and he had not finished. So he is probably, he's such a visionary. He's such a visionary because
he is.
He had no idea that we were going to have a pandemic, but he's basically the only studio that has the complete and total infrastructure to go back to filming without compromising anyone. Because everybody, what he is going to do, because he's already got housing, he's always had housing on his studio. So now he's just going to insist that everybody stays at the studio, nobody can leave, because they shoot like 2.5-3 weeks. And the crew will stay on the studio, the cast will stay on the studio, everybody's going to be tested. So basically, it's going to be like his own little quarantine world. And so if no one leaves and everything is brought in, then the likelihood of spreading is minimal. And
it's
almost non-existent. So
exactly. And I think that is a genius way to go because right now with the soaps, we are having repeat episodes, except Days of Our Life. So pretty much I can book any interview I want right now because no one's booking. It's a great thing for Daytime After Dark.
No one can interview. That's why people
it's a great thing for Daytime After Dark, but it's not a good thing for Carly because I just want to see they hire me in a cliffhanger, all three of them. And so now I'm mad. I'm like, okay, come on. When are we going to get back? And I'm not asking and get back to normal because
well,
I don't think we can.
Here's the problem is, when you're talking, theater's not going to go back to work till January. All my Broadway friends are completely out of work. And we're not talking the actor. We're talking all the way down to the janitor, to the person who does the food, the person who does the costumes, the person who does the sets. So all theaters shut down. Hollywood is shut down 99%. There are some productions, like I happen to know, I just auditioned not too long ago for a Hallmark thing. I didn't get it, but they're filming next month, but they're filming in Connecticut, but they've got a quarantine in place and everything like that. So the problem facing Hollywood right now is they've got to find up a way to quarantine and put all these safety measures in, because the person who can't wear the mask is the actor. And so the crew can be in a mask. So problem is a lot of these people want, some places are asking actors to sign waivers that if they get sick, they won't sue or whatever. And the union's going, no, you can't do that either. So there's this tag of war, whereas there's got to be, this is my personal opinion. There's going to have to come a time where there's going to be no such thing as a 100% safe environment unless you do what Tyler Perry does. Unless you bring everybody on the studio and you house them and nobody leaves and nobody goes anywhere, which they can't do, and nobody has any contact with anybody, which they're not going to do. So,
exactly.
I don't think you realize when people are filming, and even theater, entertainers, we're on top of one another, period. We're just on top of one another, figuratively and literally. You know what I mean? We're just on top of one another. So.
It's like when, Seattle was the first state where I'm from that got the first case of this in January, late January, early February. And
Because
were not
sounding
the alarm. Because at first it was only one or two cases. And then when it became 68, 69 in the same retirement home, then our governor sounded the alarm like a good governor has done. And then pretty much, 2 weeks later, the kids were out of school and they kept getting they kept saying, oh, we will go back on this date, this date, this date. And I'm saying, no, you guys are not. You guys are not going to be able to finish out the school year. This is unrealistic. And the vaccine is so many years, like a year away, they keep saying. So, and this virus is only 5 months old. So what do we really know? We don't know everything about this yet. And is this a crazy time in the country?
Yeah,
I think
it's a crazy time. I mean, I guess there's one thing. I mean, I hope we go back to work. You know, that's up to Tyler and that's up to OWN, the Oprah Winfrey Network. But if we do go back, I kind of hope we don't go back till, you know, January or whatever, or December, when the kinks have all been worked out. You
well,
know,
I
like to have all the kinks worked out. So.
Well, I think that saves you because you have almost, I'm not good at math, people, 6 months. I'm really not good at math. So you have like a 6 month window to worry about it. Well, other projects in Hollywood are losing money on it, and, you know, all the box offices that everyone was looking forward to took a dive this summer.
I mean, you're going to see I'm going to be in Florida the month of August, back to my house, my home. And, you know, and I'm going to be spending a great more time dealing in Florida. I've been cosmetically redoing my home, so that's one reason I had to be away. So I'm going to do a lot of work, you know, construction work. But the one thing about Florida and these California outlining, I think you're going to see a major rise in drive-in movie theaters. You're going to see they're going to see a big comeback because, I mean, Florida still, I mean, there's a few places I know in my hometown in Jacksonville that still they're still there. They haven't been used in years, but they're still there. And I think you're going to see a massive surge in it. And to be perfectly honest, I mean, I loved going to the drive-in. I loved it. I mean, yeah,
I haven't been to a drive-in.
The mosquitoes and the bugs and all that kind of stuff. But let me tell you, when I was growing up, that's where you went to the drive-in, and it was so much fun.
Yeah, I mean, I remember that as a kid, and I haven't been in a drive-in 20 years. And so, you know, I think drive-ins I would love. I think it's comfortable. You are in your car. You can bring your own blanket.
Exactly.
And you
do it in reverse. I mean, granted, people can't raise their car lids. I mean, back in the day, you could roll the window down in your back window. You can't really do that anymore. So people can't open the trunk like they used to. But, you know.
Well, exactly. And my uncle lives in Florida. And my grandma is 93 years old, and she lives with my mom. And, you know, I've kind of grounded her off listening to Florida news when the news comes on because she gets more panicky about that he's down there and she's just really worried about him getting it and because they are not on strict lockdown. And I said, Grandma, I think if, you know, he's being really careful and everything, and she's like, I don't care. He's still my baby, even though he's 68. So, like, I was losing the battle on that one. So, yeah, I mean, you know, some states are opening up, but then some states have closed down again because they open up too fast. And
right,
to
but I don't want to harbor on this subject very much, but I personally don't believe a lot of these numbers because it is proven that the deaths are going down significantly, and that they're double testing whatever, you know, they're doing. If you get a positive test, that doesn't mean you're sick, and they're also saying it's a case if you have the antibodies. The numbers are a little skewed, and I think we've had a lot going
exactly.
on.
Exactly.
We're going to have to open up sometime. We can't live in our houses for the rest of 2020. So I think I just had someone, a friend committed suicide because he lost his business. He lost everything, and then it caused problems at home.
Oh, my goodness, I'm so sorry.
So what I'm saying is, whether we die of, we get sick of COVID or we die of mental illness, it's going to overtake people. I think the frustration's happening. And like I said, I don't want to belabor this subject.
Exactly. I just want your thoughts on it.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah. And I was looking at your bio more carefully this time. Because I have more time. And
right.
So what I thought was really cool was so were you in the movie Always Patsy Cline, or was
it
a stage play?
Stage production. I played Patsy Cline. I was doing Patsy Cline when I got my And I was in the middle of production of Patsy Cline when I got the call to go on my first Broadway national tour. So yeah, I played Patsy Cline, and it was probably one of the most incredible experiences of my life. I'm a little too old now, but I would have loved to have done it again. And it's a 2-person show. There's just me and one other person, and the other person is like the whole story is told through her eyes. And that person who played that was in the show with me I've now grown up with her kids. I mean, their family became lifelong, very dear friends of mine, and I still am in very close contact with them. And it was just a lovely, incredible experience. And I have a dear fondness for. And ironically, about 3 or 4 years after that production, maybe about 4 or 5 years, they had this.
Oh, okay.
There was this club in New York City. It was probably, I did it in 1999. And there was this club, bar, restaurant place in New York City. And for the life of me, I can't remember the name of it. It was Cowgirl or Mud. I can't think of the name of it. But anyway, every year on St. Patrick's Day, they called it St. Patty's Day. And they would have a Patsy Cline look-like, talk-like, whatever contest. Well, I won.
Oh, that is awesome.
I won it in 2001. And I think it was 2001. And I won all these prizes. It was a really neat little contest. I don't know if they're still doing it. They may still be doing it. I don't know. But yeah, so I have a strong affinity for Patsy Cline. Yeah.
Well, I think that's cool. I'm into country music, and I love Patsy Cline, and the fact that she was so young when the word lost to, and you know, her music is still timeless for today. I mean, you know, and I think when I saw that, I'm like, that is awesome. You know, like, I want to be you because I would have loved, you know, being a player like that. And then you were also in Beauty and the Beast, and that was on Broadway, or was it just a...
No, I did the national tour, and then I had just given my notice to leave the tour, and I got a call. They wanted me to go to Broadway. So I also went straight from the tour to the Broadway company, and I was there for a little bit, and I was supposed to go back, and then 9/11 hit. And things kind of changed, and it took about about 6 years, and then I got Wicked, the national tour, the Broadway national tour of Wicked. So it took about 6 years to get in the room, yeah.
Well, I've always loved Beauty and the Beast. That's one of my favorite musicals. I mean, it's so good, you know, and I would love, I mean, you have had such a great career, and, you know, I'm glad because, you know, you are a really gifted actress, and if you ever wanted to go in the soaps, I'm pretty sure I could get you on one of them because, well, I keep tutoring, and then they will get sick of me asking, and then maybe they will give you a job.
I've auditioned for some guest stars on a couple of them, but at the same time, soaps is very similar to what I'm doing now, and I have dreams of doing other things. It doesn't mean that I still haven't auditioned, and a couple of people have approached me. So it's not that I don't know if I would say no if I was offered, but I wouldn't mind doing some guest star appearances on it. But and I've had a couple of close calls, so it's not, you know, it's not out of the range. It's just that's a different – it's a medium that I would like to – explore, but there's other things that I dream about instead of soaps, but it is a good audience. Yeah,
well, yeah. And I mean, you know, and Maggie couldn't be here today because she's not feeling good, but she told me to tell you she cannot wait for you to come back with the have and have not. She's, you know, for the new season. She loves this so much.
I don't know the date, but I know we're coming back in September.
Well, that will make her happy.
Oh, good.
That will make her happy because by now a lot of people aren't happy, but I'm going to bring on the boys because if I don't, it will not be nice of me. And so I will bring on David.
Okay.
I bring on
David.
Hey,
are you there?
How are you?
I'm doing good. No, I'm a big fan of the Heavy Head Knot.
I appreciate that so very much.
Yeah, I think you're great on it. Is this the favorite story that you did on Heavy Head Knot? So you got a favorite story? Storyline that you have?
I'm sorry, do I have a favorite storyline? Is that what you said?
Yes.
Well, you know, there's been so many different ones. I mean, anything that I've had to do with, you know, Hannah or Crystal Fox has always been a highlight. But I got to say, I honestly have to say that first season, and I really love that whole relationship with Catherine and Hannah when Catherine was going through her cancer and everything. But we were all getting our feet wet. We were all trying to get used to each other and figuring out who we were and everything. But as time has gone on, Angela Robinson and I had the best time with that whole gun fighting knife scenes. I mean, we've been through a lot, but that whole thing was a lot of fun. So there's a part of me that kind of liked those moments, you know. I like the moments, obviously, with the men. So it's hard for me to pick just one, you know.
I have to say, when your daughter killed herself, that was one of my favorites. I didn't see that one coming.
Well, you know, that was, I will say as an actress, that was a very, the whole scene with after she killed herself leading up to when I thought Wyatt was dead.
Yeah.
All of that was very taxing. It was great as an actor, but it was exhausting. It's not easy to be sad all the time. It's not easy to have to be in the state of despair all the time. So, but that was a very powerful moment, yes.
Yeah. And what about working with Wyatt? Your son, Wyatt, was that working with him?
Well, you know, I've said this a couple of times. I don't know if I said it the last time we were on or not, but that with the scene that Catherine had to turn in Wyatt when he was in the straitjacket, when she had to turn him into the police, there was a lot of background in that. There was a lot of liberties that Tyler allowed Aaron O'Connell, who plays Wyatt, and I to do. we both showed up and we had some ideas, and Tyler gave us free rein. So a lot of it was scripted, and a lot of it also was a little bit improvised, in that he and I just started going off on things through the history that the audience already knew. We talked to each other like we were mother and son. And for both of us, that was a highlight for both of us. While it was a difficult scene, it was probably one of my most fun scenes I had ever had on set, because it was so real. It was so authentic. And what's so, you know, I say this a lot about Angela Robinson, how just a beautiful human being she is. She's not Veronica at all. Well, same thing with Erin O'Connell. Erin O'Connell is probably one of the nicest, sweetest, gentlest, kindest, you know, just the most laid back kind of guy you'd ever meet. And he plays this horrible person, and he's just not that person at all. Like, he comes to work, he's just so kind of, hey Renee, how you doing? You know, he's just this quiet, beautiful, loving, caring soul. And you know, sometimes he says things to me, sometimes it's Wyatt, and I kind of want to look at him and I go, where did that come from? Because he's just not like that in real life, you know.
Yeah, you have great chemistry. I agree. I used to love when you call Candace John's number is number one, number two, number three. Who idea was
that?
Oh,
number nine. Number nine.
Yeah.
You know, I've told this to a couple of people too, that that was a very cathartic scene for me. I had gone through a really bad breakup in my personal life, a breakup about two or three, not even two or three years, about 5 years before the have and have not. And but I never had closure with that breakup. All my life moved on. I moved on. Everything was fine, but I never got the closure. And I had to be so nasty in that scene that Tyler, you know, I had to put somebody that I loathed on to Tika Sumter. I had to put a vision or someone that I did not like in this kind of vent. And I put all of my pent up frustrations from my old relationship. That was not everything. I mean, I was really being Catherine talking to Candace, but there was a lot of inner stuff going on inside me. And as soon as that scene was over, I had my closure. I was able to just put everything behind me. It was the most, it was almost like a psychological cathartic experience for me.
Wow.
So I used it as healing and therapy. A lot of times acting is therapy for me.
Yeah. Well, you're always great, and you're always welcome to come back anytime just to talk. So we love having you on there.
Yeah, and if you don't,
we're coming back in September, so we'll see.
Oh, no, what he meant is coming back on this show. If you don't come back, you're going to have very two depressed boys on my hands.
Yeah,
and
I
you really don't want me to go through that
doors.
Because, yeah, So, David, are you done? I can bring on Bobby.
Yes, I'm good. Thanks for answering my question.
Okay.
I appreciate it.
My pleasure, David. Good talking with you, honey.
Hi,
hey, Bobby.
Hey, Renee.
Hi, dear. How are you?
I'm doing fine. I just understand that with things that are going on with the fact that that Tyler is pretty busy because one, he has to get back in the production of his Nickelodeon show at first before he can think about another season of the Has or Has Not.
Right, he's got to get BET shows. Right, the BET shows, yeah.
Yeah, because I know that he had a kids show that was out that before everything went down and still needs some more work
right.
to do as far as And more episodes and stuff like that.
Right.
And I'm sure you all have a lot of episodes probably to work with. But come October or November, you're gonna be wondering if we're still stuck in here how they're going to open up things down in Georgia, because they tried to open up things down in Georgia before, and now we're getting the second wave from not only Georgia, but Texas and my state and North Carolina.
Yeah. Well, I was saying earlier, I don't know if you heard the earlier part of the interview, is that Tyler's one of the few places that has the infrastructure to go back to work safely.
Oh.
And he's I had said that earlier in the interview, that he has stuff in place that no other studio has in place. So, and the good news about the have-nots is we're ahead. So we've already got the first part of next year shot. So we'll, you know, hopefully we'll be going back, but you know, we're not in a rush because we've already got stuff in the can, but it's the BET shows that really need to get back in. But Tyler, like I said earlier, was a visionary. He, without knowing this was going to happen, was prepared for this to happen. So he's got a lot of stuff in place. So I think he's going to be, he can open up more than anyone else can.
Yeah. Well, it'll be interesting to see what happens, because I know that they haven't done most of the movies because of production both in Hollywood and with what Tyler Perry or other productions have done yet. And I know with a lot of movies that were supposed to be out in theaters end up going directly to on-demand or streaming devices like Netflix or Amazon or where you can get it on video. It's just been kind of hard these
days.
Well,
the advertising, I think they're anticipating theaters coming back hopefully by December. I mean, they're advertising the new Aretha Franklin movie with Jennifer Hudson now, as a, you know, to be in theaters in December. But like I said earlier, that, you know, I think there's surge in the next several months between now and October. You're going to see a bunch of drive-in movie theaters, I think, opening up really quickly. Somebody's going to start building some theaters really fast.
I agree. I don't care if I have to see Purple Rain, the Prince movie, for the 50th time since I've seen it on cable and I got the DVD.
Exactly.
I don't care if I have to see that.
If somebody was smart, that's exactly what they should be doing now. They should be going out in the country and open a bunch of drive-in movie theaters right now, I tell you.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I don't want to pay the $25 or $30 I normally would pay just to get my movie ticket and get my popcorn and stuff, stuff for a movie. And when as far as renting or buying a movie for a couple of days on one of these on-demand channels, because it seems like too much if I'm going to pay that much money.
You know, I agree with you, and the reason why concession stands and ticket prices are up are because when you got these Star Wars and Black Panthers and these big action movies, those are not cheap to produce. And consequently, because, you know, movies stay in movie theaters. If a movie stays in a movie theater for a long time, because the first 2 or 3 weeks, all that money goes back to the production. The theater itself doesn't make any money off those first couple of weeks. Hence the cost of the concession stands, why they're so high.
Whereas, which is drive-in
movie theaters that, you know, people can bring their own food to the drive-in. I mean, yeah, we used to go to the concession stand, but people don't have to have a concession stand at a drive-in, you know?
Right, that's true.
We used to pile six people at a car.
yeah. But one thing I noticed, even before the pandemic, when we were going to movie theaters, people sneaking in stuff that they brought from stores or stuff like that because they didn't want to pay the extra $15 for concession food, which I didn't get because I thought somehow us are going to have to we'll probably bust them or something like that.
Well,
it's never happened to me.
They finally, you know, they started looking at, you know, cracking down a little bit, but more, you know, now they got those cinema and stud houses finally coming back where people can order. But, you know, you go to a movie theater, but if you're on a special diet for whatever, in other words, you want to go to the movie and you want to eat something, but you don't want to have popcorn, you don't want to eat candy, and you can't have nachos, and you can't have a pretzel. So some theaters are finally bringing in, for lack of a better word, more dietary type things.
Well, that might work good.
I would like bring in a Subway if I could.
yeah. I know what you mean. But listen, it's been great that to have you on. And you tell Tyler
thanks.
When you see him that I saw hi and I enjoyed the Madea movies a lot. And
his play is coming out on BET Plus, I think.
Yeah.
I know it's coming out on something. I don't know what it is, but
I'll try to see if I can get the money to afford to get BET Plus down the road and check it out. But anyway, have a good night.
Yeah. Thank you. You too. It's been lovely talking to you.
Stay safe.
Okay, Renee, my two follow-up questions before we let you go is, are you doing anything for the 4th of July?
Yes, I am. My best friend's birthday is the 4th of July, so I'm driving to San Diego tomorrow. And my godson is her oldest son, and we're just spending the day together at home. We do have reservation at one of our favorite little restaurants, but it's going to be kind of outside, and it's just her and the two kids and me, so it's just going to be the four of us.
So much fun.
And
her
job is right on the water, so we can, there won't be fireworks, it'll be on TV, and she's in San Diego, and so we can walk. It's not on the beach, it's just kind of like on a waterway, so we can walk. Can't really, we'll be social distancing and wearing a mask and everything, but it's just going to be a lovely day with my best friend. It's just going to be a nice day.
Well, yes. And my other question before I let you go, when you see John Schneider next, I don't care what you have to do, Renee, for me, but if you could get John on the show, my heart would go beep, 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 beep. Because I've been
I will talk to him. I won't see him. He's got his extravaganza coming up in a couple of weeks. I won't be there. But I could, reach out to him. But I'll definitely say something the next time I see him.
Yeah, because
I would
love, Dukes of Hazzard days. Oh, my gosh. He was so great. And, and thanks for coming on. And also, come back anytime. Because we'd love to have you on here, and have a really good, safe 4th of July.
You too, and it's been wonderful speaking with you, and maybe in the fall.
Oh, wonderful speaking with you, and just whenever you need to promote anything, just go to David, and he will do it. And, I'm following you on Twitter now, and it's daytime 6976. So I just thought I would tell you that. I didn't even know you had a Twitter account until today. I'm learning some new things too.
Right.
Yeah, so thank
you
so
much
for coming on and have a great weekend.
You too, sweetie. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, that was Renee Wallace.
That was an interview.
Thank you. And David, are you on?
Yeah.
Hello, David.
Okay, I want to point out something. Okay, I'm a little depressed because last year I was gone for the 1st of July. And, I got to, we had it at my sister's sister-in-law's house. And then I met, even though we kind of knew each other before, but I met my sister's husband, brother, wife, and now we are best friends, and everything is like, I don't know why we do without you, Nikki, and I know you're going to be listening to this tonight, so I love you, I miss you, I hate that we can't spend the 4th of July together, because it was just so much fun last year. My parents got a hotel, and they had a nice big yard, and it was just really nice. And we have my brother-in-law, all the guys sit in about $800 with the fireworks. And let me tell you, it was lighting up the sky for at least 2 hours, and it was beautiful. And then we, you know, we did for the next night, and we set up a little before the band came in place at midnight. So it just, what I'm getting at is this feels like a different, for the July, it doesn't feel right. You know, it doesn't to me feel like for the July. What are you guys thinking?
I don't think it feels like 4th of July either.
So you agree with me?
Yeah, I think it's more like the middle of May.
Thank you. It just doesn't feel like, but I mean, I know we all, you know, July 2nd, but I mean, it's funny because, you know, the things you kind of take for granted with the lockout and stay-at-home order, you know. You know, I took for granted Target. I will say that. And so I cannot wait, you know, for things to go back to somewhat kind of normal, but I don't think it will until, you know, whatever. And in Seattle, if you don't wear a mask, people, you get like $100 to $200 fine. So just please, just wear it. I mean, I know it's uncomfortable for some people, but just do it. And, oh yeah, David, so what are you doing this weekend?
This weekend, trying to catch up on Dave. And that's because I'm like almost on Monday episode. I'm like a month behind. Almost. And that shows. Hey, Steve. Yeah, catch up on Dave. I'm on Monday episode. Yeah, I'm on Monday episode. I'm Dave's. May 8th.
Oh, that's so fun. What about you, Bobby?
I'm probably just going, just finish, just emptying out my DVR of all the Lifetime movies I now got. But I promise I won't watch any of them after 8 o'clock at night because I know what you have said in a couple of interviews with a couple of soap stars that have done Lifetime movies that you probably would have bad dreams or something like that. So I'm taking your advice, Carly.
Well, and my plan this weekend, you guys, I have Song Canaan on in the morning at 9. And, David, you're going to miss it, right? Cause
I'll be there.
What?
I'll be there. I'll be calling in.
Yeah, so it will be me and Bobby tomorrow, right, David? You won't be here?
I'll be on the next one. I won't be on the next one. I'll be on the ninth one. The one on the ninth.
Oh, that's okay. That's okay. It's only a half an hour interview. I know Sean will be back, so don't worry. And what I'm doing this weekend, okay, my plan is tomorrow after the show, I'm going to go pick a pizza up from Pizza Hut and then come home, get my pajamas, and spend the whole weekend sleeping and catching up on shows. So I'm not going anywhere. So if anyone has a bright idea, texting me early Saturday or Sunday, maybe I'll just have to come and say hello before I can kick them really, really hard in a place they don't want to be kicked. Let's put it that way. So,
I'm worried about David than you, than me.
Well, yes,
don't do that,
and
we want to send
condolences out to Hugh Downs. He was on 2020
and the Today Show, and he was 99, and he just passed away today.
I remember how he and Barbara Walters had 2020 growing up, even though I was not that into the news shows at the time.
And
then what was going on in Washington as far as what President Carter or President Reagan was doing at the time versus what happened in general with 2020 or anything else on the local news stations at the time.
Beth Chapman died. Dog Chapman.
I just want to say that, you know, just relax this weekend, you guys. Let's not worry about the show this weekend. It's a holiday weekend. I just want to get caught up on things and relax, because I really need to relax. You know, the staying home mode is getting to me, and you know, is this like I'm dreaming of a hotel room right now with room service? And I know it's not going to be a while until that happens. So, yeah. So, we are going to go because I do not want to lose my voice for tomorrow. But thank you guys, both of you, for coming on and doing this interview. And the next time we are on,
well, I'll be on tomorrow with you.
Yeah, besides tomorrow, let me see.
Aaron is
June 7th. And, July 14th, we have a mystery surprise.
14.
You know, David, you can just tell Bobby what the mystery surprise
14.
is.
I think I got a text, but I'm not going to tell you.
14th.
I got a text from David this afternoon, but I'm not going to tell you, Carly.
Bobby.
You have to find out for yourself.
Bobby, all I do for you, all I stick up for you, and you are not going to help me. And you won't tell Maggie. This is
because
Maggie and
I
chase about everything. What should I be penalized for?
She knows. I told her.
I'm trying to keep it a surprise, because every time I try to talk to you about something, I either ruin the surprise or you're going to kill me because I had to talk to somebody else about it.
Maggie knows. Maggie knows. I sent a text. Maggie knows. I sent a text. Definitely. And Bobby.
Well, I just want to say daily of our life the last couple of days has been okay, kind of good, but you're not perfect.
I said yesterday to Maggie, the whole marriage, I think it's great that Eli and Lonnie got married, because they remind me a lot of what I saw in All My Children back in the day with Jesse and Angela. And it seemed ironic because Lonnie played Jesse and Angela's daughter on the online version of All My Children. It seems kind of ironic.
Well, yeah, and So this, remember, we will be back tomorrow at 9 a.m. for Song Canaan. And for the rest of you guys out there, have a very safe 4th of July. And please, anyone, do not get their hand in a fire or whatever, because you don't want to go to the emergency room now. I mean, this is the worst time to go to the emergency room. So, and wash your hands and enjoy whatever view you happen to be upon. And have a great night, you guys.
Okay.
Good night.
Good night,
Carly.
Okay, bye.